Accent Help Texas. What we're going to do now is take on this monologue as a practice for this Texas accent. First of all, I want to walk you through all of the sound changes that could happen here. So we're going to walk through them in strong form, meaning that we're going to look at it as if this word is said in a strong way. How would it stand out? Because you'll always notice the sound changes much more on the strong form or the stressed or the operative word, much more than you would on an unstressed word. There you won't really notice much of anything because the vowel tends to get very neutralized, because consonants tend to be even more dropped. But the changes that stand out will stand out the most in this strong form. Now, I will comment some on the weak form because there are some weak form words that will be much more likely, the way that phrases may run on. And also because one of the things that can happen is you can actually get a weak form of a word that becomes a strong form. So, for example, the word your doesn't tend to be pronounced your. It tends to be more of a throwaway word like your. But even if it's stressed, it may turn into a strong form of that weak form becoming your rather than your. So, let's start with this monologue going through word by word. I've. There's where you'll tend to drop the second half of that I diphthong. Price, price, I've. Never. Notice that hard R. It'll feel like your tongue is bunching up in the back of your mouth to do that R. Really almost swallow that R to get the feeling of that. Never asked. Now, if you really stressed this word, this sort of on-glide and off-glide of sounds, this thing that's covered in vowels number one, this will stand out the most only if you really stress the word. Otherwise, you won't notice it nearly as much. It may feel more just like there might be a slight neutralization of the vowel, which is what would tend to happen for many people when the word's not stressed anyway. But when it's very stressed, you may get this off glide on this sound, where it's going from this more distinct vowel onto perhaps a schwa sound, that neutral comma, so that the word asked becomes asked. Now, again, that's only if it's really that strong form of the word. I'll also say that it's really common to drop a lot of consonants, especially in consonant clusters, so that K there may feel like it's completely gone. Asked. Asked you to. And there's one of those words, you, that just tends to become ya, unless it's definitely stressed. I've never asked you to say you. But if it's not stressed like that, and notice we just had that on glide, you, where you go from a schwa onto the oo sound, which will come up again. But it's usually going to be thrown away. Asked ya. I've never asked you to. And when you go into you or your or you'll or any form of you, the word before it, if it ends with a T sound or a D sound, you'll really commonly get that chew and jew or ch and j. So in this case, even though it's a D, it ends with a T sound, so it might be more like a ch. I've never asked you to. Notice the word to almost became more of a D sound at the beginning. Asked you to. That's really common for the word to if what's before it is voiced. So if it's a vowel or it's a voiced consonant, really commonly that T will become more of a D sound, actually for most Americans in their speech. The same thing holds true when the word is today, tonight, tomorrow. Say. There's that neutralization of the first half of that diphthong. So it becomes almost a schwa. Say, say or do, the word or, now if you stressed it, might become or, but it's very common for it to simply become er. Say or do, there's that same on glide we talked about with the word you, you do, again, only if it's strong form. Anything. So anything, there's the eh sound, dress, right before an N. So very commonly, before a nasal consonant, it'll become more like an I. Kit. I. Anything. dropping the G on the end of that. Very common. Most of the time we're talking about doing that with verbs. So it's the ing form of a verb, but you'll also do it with anything, nothing, something. Anything that would, there's that off glide from the would, going almost onto that schwa sound there. Again, only if we stress it, that would. Otherwise, it's going to be a throwaway. That would compromise. Notice that first vowel gets a little bit of rounding to it. Instead of compromise, compromise. Now, British speakers may do that a little bit more automatically because it's very common to round that vowel. But Americans really commonly keep that very open. Compromise. Texas. Compromise. Here we might get this sort of reversal of where the R is. Instead of being before the vowel, it might be more like compromise. Compromise. Sort of like with interesting becoming more innersting. Innersting for many Americans in general, but especially with this Texas accent. And then in that final syllable, we've got the I diphthong dropping the second half. Compromise. Your. Most likely your, whether it's strong form or weak form. Notice the strength of that R and the strength of that R on the next word as well. Relationship. There's the A diphthong, first half of it getting neutralized all the way to a schwa. Relationship. Now, if I stressed that last syllable, it might get that off glide. Ship. Relationship. With. If I stressed it, which is not likely, it would get that same off glide. Now, I will also point out most Americans say with the unvoiced TH, whereas most people from England actually will say it with a voiced TH, with. You'd be more likely to do an unvoiced for American speakers. Your. There's that same thing again, tending to go towards that strong R and perhaps just that schwa. Folks. There's the O diphthong, neutralizing the first half. O, and then the L sort of disappearing, turning into a schwa, or it may feel a little bit like a W. Folks. So, if you stress it, you'll notice that first half of the diphthong getting neutralized to a schwa. Same thing on don't. 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 You, if you stress it with that on glide, or very possibly, don't ya? And notice here I did that joining together too again, the chew or jew or the cha ja. So don't you go. Go, there's the neutralization of that first half of the O diphthong. Tryin, there's the I diphthong, dropping the second half, dropping the G on that word. Tryin to. There's that thing I mentioned where the word to tends to become a D at the beginning of it if what's before it is a consonant that's voiced or a vowel. Put, there's that off glide if you stress it. Words, there's the er sound, that hard R definitely, but it may feel like it moves towards the vowel as in strut. Now, for many people from England, they'll actually, well, there are a variety of things that'll happen in England, but some speakers will make it more of a distinct strut. We're not going all the way there. It's a little bit more to the middle of the mouth like Americans. Words. In, you might get that off glide, but it's not a very important word, so probably fairly neutralized. In. Ma. There's the I diphthong dropping the second half. My mouth. Mouth. There's the ow diphthong, where the first half of it almost becomes the ah of trap. Ma. Ma. Mouth. I, dropping the second half of that diphthong. Invited. Dropping the second half of that diphthong again. The same thing, the I diphthong. Invited. Invited. And notice how the T between the vowels there became a tapped R, this Americanized sound where it's almost a D sound there. Invited you to. Notice we went to J again, or invited you. but probably ya. So it becomes j. Here. Notice the hardness of that R. Here. R. Now, especially in East Texas, the ear sound will have a tendency to rise up and almost become an E there. So it may become more like here. Here. Invited you here. Here to. Notice how that word to again becomes almost like a D at the beginning. Spin some. Spend, there's the eh sound before a nasal consonant, the N there. So it'll tend to rise up towards that eh of kit, tending to drop the D in that consonant cluster. And I will say it's very common for almost all Americans to drop D's and T's when there is an N before it. Very common for Americans, definitely a strong thing for Texans. Spin some. Some. Notice that neutralization of that sound. Instead of some, some, very neutralized. Time, there's that second half of the diphthong dropping away. With, that off glide if you stressed it, which you're not likely going to. Your, that hardness of the R and the tendency to go towards your. Cousins, k, that neutralization of that sound, k. Same thing with the word because. Now, some people, especially in other countries, may say because, or on the in the New England part of the U.S., up in the Northeast, they may say because, but it'll be more likely to, for most Americans to say because, and very possibly dropping the first half of that, just becoming because they, a diphthong, this first half of that becoming really neutralized to the schwa. I'll also point out it's really common for Americans in general to take a TH at the beginning of a word, or even more commonly an H at the beginning of a word, and dropping it away and linking through. Because if this phrase was because he, it would be likely to say cuzzy, cuzzy. And here, same thing, cuzzy, cuzzy. Or in this case of Texas, kazay, miss, there's that off glide if you stress it, gettin', most Americans actually go towards get instead of get, and that may even have that off glide, gettin', get, dropping the G on the ing there, gettin' to, notice the word to, more of a D sound at the beginning, C, there's that on glide onto the E sound, C. Again, if you really stress it. See ya. Or if it's strong, you. That on glide onto the U. In. Now, the word and. Very commonly, people say end in America. So that might actually raise up towards the I, end. Very likely dropping the D, as I mentioned, when there's an N and a D combo. Really common to drop that D away. And the other thing is that oftentimes this is an unimportant word and really just becomes a schwa, or even just an N existing all by itself, this syllabic N. See you and the rest. So the word the, that's another one where the TH might actually disappear and it just becomes see you and, see you and, see you in the rest. If you really stress it, you might get that off glide. Rest. Now, in linking into the vowel that follows, the T might be there. Rest. But it might sometimes just go the rest. But here it's very possible the T will come in to link into that vowel. A similar kind of thing tends to happen with the word of. When you say that, for many Americans, especially here in this Texas accent, the V sound of that will tend to go away if what follows it starts with a consonant sound. Rest of your. Whereas if it was our, the rest of our, of our. Most Americans say our instead of our. Rest of our family. Notice that V comes back in there, but when it's your, rest of your. The rest of your family. Now, family, probably dropping that middle syllable, just becoming family. And the ah, if you really stressed it, could get that off glide. Fam, family. I, dropping the second half of the I diphthong. Figure. It's really common to not say figure, but to say more figure. I figure. We, there's that on glide if you really stress it. Could, there's that off glide if you really stress it. Both, neutralization of the first half of the O diphthong. Just, there's that neutralization of the schwa there. Let, if we stressed it, an off glide of the S sound. Now, I will point out, just, you might drop the T here in this consonant cluster at the end of the word again. So the T might go away as you're joining into the word that follows. Just let. Sleepin'. You might get an on glide onto that E. Slee. Sleepin'. Dropping the G. Dogs. There's that slightly rounded sound. Lie. Dropping the second half of the I diphthong. We, that slight on glide perhaps. Ain't, there's the A diphthong, first half of it getting neutralized to A. Ain't, the T very possibly getting dropped in that consonant cluster, especially because it's an NT. Goinda, so the O diphthong neutralizing the first half, dropping the G. The T on two becoming more D-like. So that's one possibility. We ain't going to solve. Or many Americans will change it to gonna. We ain't gonna solve. Or in an extreme case, which will happen in Texas, it may even become just the G and a nasalized vowel. We ain't gonna solve. And solve, that's that aw sound that may open up a little bit. Solve. And the L very possibly becoming vowel-like or W-like. Solve. Nothing. Neutralization of that sound, dropping the G. And here's that today word, where just like with the word to, the first part of it, that first sound may become more of a D-like tapped R sound or a D sound. Nothing today. Day. There's the A diphthong neutralizing the first half. Listen. If you really stressed it, you might have an off glide. Listen. That'd be a little strong here. I'm dropping the second half of the I diphthong. Fixin'. If you really stressed it, that off glide, dropping that G. Fixin' to the T becoming a little more D-like. Head. Maybe an off glide of that if you really stress it. In. Maybe an off glide there. Inside. Side, the dropping the second half of that I diphthong. Same thing on the word I. I hope. Hope, first half of the O diphthong getting neutralized to a schwa. You'll, very commonly, that vowel becoming just that schwa again. Now, remember how the L's can become neutralized to a schwa or maybe a W-like sound? I hope you'll come in. Come, neutralizing the sound. In, if I stress it, maybe that off glide. To, maybe that on glide onto the oo. But, neutralizing that vowel. But I, notice how the T and connecting between two vowels becomes that tapped R D-like sound. But I, dropping the second half of that I diphthong. Ain't, there's that A diphthong, first half of it becoming neutralized, probably dropping that T after the N. Gonna, or goinda, or gone. I ain't gonna make. Make, there's that A diphthong becoming neutralized in the first half of it. A fuss, neutralizing that sound to the schwa. If you stress it, you might have that off glide. If you don't, or if you want to stress it, if you, you might have that on glide there. Don't, the O diphthong neutralizing the first half, probably dropping that T after the N. Join. There's the OI diphthong, second half of it tends to get neutralized. So the I part of it becomes more of an uh. Join. Join. And neutralization of the sound on us. Join us. You're, there's that hard R. You're a groan. Groan, that hard R. The O diphthong neutralizing the first half. Boy. There's that neutralization of the second half of that OI diphthong again, just like in join, boy, join, boy. Near, notice that hard R. Or for that East Texas especially, maybe becoming more of an E sound in that near. Near enough. Now, it's very possible you'll drop that first syllable completely. Near enough. The sound in enough, becoming that neutralized schwa. Near enough. A man. Maybe an off glide of the a sound. Now. There's the ow diphthong, where the first half of it tends to go towards that a sound. So, neutralizing the first half of the o diphthong, make. Neutralizing the first half of that a diphthong, your, hard R there, choice. There's that neutralization of the second half of the oi again, join, boy, choice. But, neutralization of that vowel, but you, or butcha. Notice that chu or cha that'll tend to happen. Make. On glide. The A diphthong, first half becoming really neutralized. Damn. The A getting that off glide, perhaps. Sure. Now, most Americans will tend to say sure instead of sure. So that here tends to become almost that sound. Sure. And that hard R. You probably becoming ya. Make damn sure you. Respect. Probably dropping away that T in that consonant cluster there of the K sound and the T sound together. My. Dropping the second half of the I diphthong. Home. The O diphthong neutralizing the first half. And. Probably dropping away that D. Maybe becoming in. But most of the time, just becoming like a syllabic N, all by itself, an N. Home and home and all. There's that more open vowel, and the L sound becoming a little more like a schwa. All. My. Dropping the second half of that diphthong. Fam. Maybe having that off glide. Family. Notice dropping that middle syllable there. So. That's a very plodding take on all of the possible sound changes in this through this Texas accent. So working our way through it in all these different strong forms, trying to nail down the sounds a bit more first before we dive into other aspects.